First unheard message.
Hey, guys. Okay, so, all right, here's my confession. I drive by my ex-husband's house to see who he's sleeping with, the little, you know what I want to call them. Anyway, so, yeah, I drive by, and I bought a really one of those really strong pairs of binoculars, and, oh, my God, some of them are just really ugly, and one of them is somebody I used to work with. So, seriously, great.
Next message.
God, I can't believe I'm actually going to do this, but I go to a karaoke bar every Tuesday and I sing and no one knows about it. Oh, God, thank God I haven't run into anyone I know yet and I seriously hope it stays that way.
Next message.
I really feel like I need to tell somebody that, you know, over the holidays, I wanted to tell my brother what I thought about his wife. I hate her. And so we were at this New Year's Eve party and I just let it rip. I just told him what I thought of her. And the part that nobody knows is that I was only pretending to be drunk.
Next message.
I work with this woman in my office. Is her name? She's a really sweet lady, but, you know, she's a nice lady that brings in, like, cake for everybody's birthday and donuts on Fridays and everything. But I found out that her husband is cheating on her with my girlfriend. That's how I found out. I probably should tell her, but I don't know how to tell her, so I feel bad for her. So I'm, like, constantly doing really nice things for her because I know that her home life sucks because my girlfriend's telling me what her husband tells her. So, like, when I go out for coffee, I bring her coffee, and I got her flowers on her birthday because I knew her stupid husband wouldn't do it. And I probably should tell her, but, and then she gushes when I do nice things for her, and that kind of makes me feel even worse. So, I don't know what to do.
End of messages.